manufacturing output up, but still below pre-recessionary levels.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Manufacturing production has been growing at a rate of close to 2% per year since the middle of 2016, cumulative growth of 4%. Employment growth in the sector during the same period, however, is only half as much. Manufacturing, particularly in the Lehigh Valley, is a very sensitive subject. Manufacturing was the lifeline of the valley back in the 70s. Close to half of all workers were employed by manufacturers. That, of course, has all changed, as many local manufacturing companies closed their doors and most of the remaining ones reduced their workforce. Manufacturers produce tangible goods, and even more importantly, their jobs usually pay more than other sector jobs. We will follow both through the recent history. By the end of the 1970s, around 19 million people worked in the manufacturing sector in the U.S. Employment in the manufacturing sector dropped by 7% by the end of 1980s. However, despite of the cut in employment, manufacturing production rose by 23%, a lot more production with fewer workers. During the same period, the valley lost 30% of its manufacturing jobs, four times worse than the national average. After the 1990 recession, employment in the manufacturing did not rebound like the rest of the sectors in the economy. By the end of the 1990s, there were 600,000 fewer manufacturing jobs in the country, while employment in the other sectors rose by 22 million. True to form, production in manufacturing sector rose by a whopping 58% despite the drop in the total number of people who worked in the sector. In this century, the country has lost 4.5 million manufacturing jobs and the valley around 18,000. However, manufacturing output nationwide has increased by around 12% during the same period. China became the leading manufacturing economy in the world in 2010, but the United States maintains a strong second-place standing. The value added by U.S. factories is more than $2 trillion a year, equal to the next three countries, Japan, Germany, and South Korea combined. The decline in manufacturing employment is due to two separate factors. The first is the changing pattern of demand. As income rises, demand for goods rises relatively less than that of services. In 1970, 49% of consumer expenditure in the U.S. was on goods. This number dropped to 32% by 2016. This, on top of major advances in manufacturing technology, has been the primary reason for drop in employment in manufacturing. U.S. manufacturing sector is still very strong. While it has increased its production by 22% since the bottom of the recession, and it is now only 3% below its pre-recessionary highs, employment in the sector has dropped by more than 1 million people, or another 8% below its 2007 level. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.